It's Sunday, October the 30th, and, well, time is very precious nowadays. It seems like time is what? How do you say? Speeding up, slowing down, I don't know which one. We've got a lot to cover. We will be taking calls this hour. Well, both hours. Had a lot to talk about, and we'll have to... Oh, that's cute. I got a little bit of an echo here, and maybe that was me. Who knows? So here's the deal, guys. 9 days until the presidential election of the corporate United States of America, if you want to call it that, the former republic that turned into a democracy, has a landmark day. And a lot of people are suffering from... well, news shock and all these different things, and, well, other people's cognitive dissonance, for lack of a better term. Well, we're going to have to address a few of those because, I don't know, maybe we have to address them, maybe we don't, but I'd like to tell you, Republic of Texas radio show supports Texas independence. Actually, we support independence, period. I want you guys to all take a quick look in your hearts or minds or souls or whatever you want to look at and say, is what we're doing right now as a nation, this corporate United States of America, whatever you want to call it, is it the right thing to do? Because it's tricky. It's very tricky. It's sliding down a hill, and I don't know how exactly to portray this, but Sam, why don't you play that clip from Republic Broadcasting on John Voight, and let's start right there.
My dear fellow Americans, we are all feeling tremendous anxiety with only a few weeks left to the election. This will be the most important election in American history. We were once a country of freedom, and now we're becoming a country of tyranny. We are witness to our own people burning down and looting our cities: Ferguson, Missouri; Milwaukee; Orlando, Florida; Baltimore. We are all witness to our own people killing our policemen. Islamic terrorists have killed thousands of people all over our country, and Hillary and Obama want to be politically correct and pretend all the killings are not happening. How many Americans are aware of George Soros, an evil man who turned hundreds of Jewish people over to the Nazis to be exterminated during World War II? He was interviewed on 60 Minutes and was asked, does he feel guilty for what he has done? And arrogantly he said, absolutely not. If I didn't do it, someone else would have. Soros is a billionaire who made most of his money manipulating currencies and almost bankrupting many countries. He supports hate groups who are responsible for taking down our cities. And he is a close friend of Hillary Clinton and a major supporter of her campaign. Robert De Niro is a millionaire, as are so many of our Hollywood stars who are voting for Hillary and who have absolutely no tolerance for anyone of a different opinion, forgetting that that is what our country is founded on, freedom of choice. But they will not be affected by Hillary's open borders. Only our poor and middle class will suffer. Thousands of refugees will flood our nation, and no one will know the good guys from the bad guys. It will kill our economy, which is at an all-time low now under the years of Obama's presidency. And Hillary boasts of how proud she will be to continue Obama's legacy. No one can afford health insurance now. Prices for health care have gone through the roof thanks to Obamacare. Our once reasonable health care is gone. With Hillary as president, we will lose our Second Amendment with our right to bear arms. Freedom of religion will be attacked. And Hillary will try to stop all conservative voices on TV and radio. Our highest courts will become socialist. And she will restrict what America was founded on, our freedom to become a small business owner and pursue our own personal dreams. She has blood on her hands from the Benghazi terrorist raid. Four of our American patriots died. And when the parents stood over their loved ones' coffins, she lied to them about the cause of their sons' deaths. The pendulum of freedom is not balanced. Hillary and her followers are on a crude campaign to stop and degrade all of Trump's followers. Her words were echoed loud and clear for all Americans to hear. Hillary said, Trump's followers are a basket of deplorables. They are unredeemable. May God protect the real truth. And may Donald Trump win this presidency. He will save our America, and he will certainly make it great again.
Yeah, what is it about celebrities and why do they hold much information, influence? You know, I could hear that speech or something similar from that, like that, from myself or many of my friends that could outline all the problems. The truth is, well, we live in a decayed society. It's not decaying. Well, maybe it is. It's continual decay. We're sliding. And John Voight, check this out, man. I know you're a celebrity and you're just waking up to the truth. And, you know, everybody has walked friends through these kind of things. Now, see, your relationship with the United States, you have a relationship with a fiction, my friend. That thing that you believe existed. Never did. It was all just a lie, and you're waking up, ma'am. Now, so it's kind of like John Voight, that is, right? Let's just keep it straight. It's like a failed relationship with a woman, a girl. So you met somebody, and they were very important to you. And, well, as it went on, and you were in love with this fiction of this person, and they were really, truly not in it for you. Well, and you hold on, and you put logic together, and you try to string it together, and you say, save them, save us. You know, the election thing, you go, vote for Hillary, vote for Trump. I get it. It's like a road, man. You're going down the road and you say, oh, look, I'm going to drive off the cliff or I'm going to go down this bumpy road. And yes, John Voight, I did vote for Trump. And I voted for him because I didn't want to go off the cliff. And but truly, man, we can't turn this thing around. You can't. And I want you to understand this real quick, and I'll play this little song by Johnny Cash to try to, you know, do that celebrity tit-for-tat thing. And he may frame this for you. And Sam, let's do Johnny Cash.
I was on my way to you, and I was worried. I was all torn up and nervous, 'cause I knew that you'd be gone. I knocked and crossed my fingers while I waited, and I couldn't hold the teardrops when I walked away alone. It's all over, it's all over. My heart echoed, it's all over. Every minute that you cry for her is wasted, don't you know? It's all over, it's all over. My heart echoed, it's all over. Stop your crying, turn around and let her go. I'd been running round in circles like a baby. I was in a daze because I loved you so I couldn't see. I was broken in a million little pieces. When I saw enough to realize you didn't care for me. It's all over, it's all over. My heart echoed. Every minute that you cry for her is wasted, don't you know? It's all over, it's all over. So forget her. Stop your crying, turn around and let her go. Let her go, boy, let her go.
Yes, John Voight, that's my message to you, and it's with love, dude. Seriously. You know, I know you're trying to struggle and save this thing that you, well, believe exists, but it hasn't been fair for a long time, and it is like a relationship with a girl, and she has been unfaithful to you, and she does wish you ill. I just want to reach out to, well, everybody in the corporate, you, everybody in the world, and just come up against tyranny and say, no, let's start from the bottom. You know, we're here in Texas. We're trying to break out and form a new a free and independent Texas. I want you to do that everywhere. Start at the local level, and that's my morning rant, and I'm going to just pop in to Alan. Hey, Alan, are you there?
That was a very good rant, Steve. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, it was kind of like a trip. I don't know. Hey, I didn't know what to do. You guys did a wonderful job last week, by the way. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hey, Doc, I hear you in the background. How you doing this morning?
Just fine. Good to have you back.
Okay. Yeah, I thought you'd like the Johnny Cash thing.
Yeah, I'd have to admit, I didn't even know you knew him.
Well, yeah, you know, he's kind of not just a cowboy, right?
Yeah, he was the original rock and roll back there with Elvis and the boys.
So you guys, so check this out. So I'm totally in news shock. It's kind of a trip. You know, last week was very fast and hard hitting on news, and you can sit there and chase many, many different rabbit trails. And my life has had very few minutes to go down these tears. And last night I felt myself completely overwhelmed. You know, we have the conclusion of the Bundy Ranch thing. No, it wasn't the Bundy Ranch. It was Bundy 2, the Hardin County Wildlife Refuge, you know. And, right, they win. Yay, but they're in jail. No. That freaks me out. You got the, you know, FBI going after Hillary again. It's like, man, they don't learn, do they? They just, everything's just so fast. How do you deal with it, Doc?
Well, I've always said if it was a fair election, Carl Pittman would have won as sheriff here, and Trump would have won as president. But now I think the very same corruption that I think was going to beat Donald Trump is what's going to put him in that office, because James Comey of the FBI caught a lot of flack, they said, from his own department and people retired from the FBI. And I think they start looking, you know, they got two generals that are going to prison for silly little stuff compared to what Hillary's been accused of and involved in. And yet our president just released almost 100 people with life in prison convictions. They said he has pardoned more people in his presidency than the last 11 presidents together. So maybe what we're seeing is everybody's looking around and they're saying this is about to lose power, and whatever Donald does has got to be better than what we've been doing. And so they're all circling the wagons trying to protect themselves, and I think Comey just did that by reopening the investigation. So it looks like Donald might be our president, and the very corruption I worried would keep him out is going to put him in.
Well, I get that, right? But we have to remember this whole thing is chess and not necessarily checkers. So I know Alan has that understanding as well. And all these plays, all these moves are for your reaction alone. You know, all of a sudden the FBI director comes out going, "We're going after Hillary one more time." That gives him a good out of leaving the FBI going, "Well, I tried and I did dicky dicky dicky." And then the Hillitrons go, "Oh, you know, you're bringing that back up. That's in the past." And so, I don't know. Alan, do you know where I'm going with on that? You know, it's all for...
I know exactly. Like I said, I look at this as a long-term, never-ending play. The script changes periodically, but it stays on track because we know that really the president is just a meat puppet that stands up in front of the cameras. There is no real power to his word. If Donald Trump is this all-great, all-powerful wizard of Oz, that if he gets into the White House, they'll just make sure that the right people are not in the White House on one particular day, and they'll drop a nuke on it and say, "Iran did it," and we'll be off to war again with someone else. It's just all distraction and diversion. And Doc, I can't believe you're giving up on Hillary.
Well, there's something everybody's overlooking, guys.
Go for it.
We have had everybody talk about if you get a bar card attorney, nothing good can ever happen, and the system's that bad. But last I looked, and unless I'm missing something, the Bundy Bunch got in the system. They didn't want to, and they used that system with all the normal legal stuff, and they got acquitted. They won. They proved that there are still some decent people in this country that will stand up. And what I'm talking about, we all know a lot of this stuff is scripted. But I think there's enough fear that there might be somebody rewrite the play if Donald and his troops come marching in, that they're a little nervous right now. That it's kind of like we wrote the play and we expected it to go this way, and it's not quite going that way. And the Bundy Ranch gives me hope. Those guys were unjustly imprisoned, and now they're free. And they used
no, this. No, no, they're not free. They're not free.
Well, excuse me, they're acquitted. So they're that means that the charges that were brought against them have been proven false. So now we see what happens.
Right. And so they're back into another federal court where they have to repeat the exact same thing. And, yeah, they gave me hope, too. When I heard about that, I said, oh, my God. And then I found out they're still in jail. If they were to walk, I'd be all, wow, that's great. Okay. And I'm still going to say, wow, that's great, you know, because from a lot of the testimony that I've heard, Eamon Bundy, you know, did a good job of communicating to the potential, well, to the jurors to, you know, show the point that all that was wrong. But again, they're gonna back up, and we can go back to the Susie Kamik trial and look at that and say, well, they just keep coming after you till they got you. They're not gonna let it stand. That's the it's too important for them to jail those folks.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they can't lose their control. You know, they realize that people are waking up. So this whole play has been put on. Trump's actually been able to say all this stuff and say this about the Clintons and live. That has not happened in history to this point yet.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny, you know. John Voight brought up, and you know, here's our, you know, decayed culture again. And I'm not saying John Voight is decayed. You know, I don't really even know what
the
heck
decay
is going on.
It's a moral decay. The whole country, it's just a moral decay. No one gives a damn about anyone else.
Right. All I'm saying is, you know, so a singer goes out in the rain and, you know, says, I love Hillary. And everybody goes, oh, my God, maybe I love Hillary, too. You know, I like you. That's great. Let's do it. And so everybody follows. Yeah, it's trending right now. And they use words like fan. Is he a fan? Yeah, I'm a fan, too. I'm not no fanatic. And they don't understand the language. They're not taught language. And they don't think too deep. It's crazy. And for us to sit here and come on the show every week to try to tell you that, well, Texas cares and Texas wants to turn around, I can point some evidence that Texas does want to turn things around. Maybe they don't quite know how yet. They're still watching Fox News and CNN and believing USA Today and the New York Times and a variety of other papers. But you know, Doc, well, hold on. Let me give out the phone number just in case anybody wants to get into this. Then I'll get to you, Doc, real quick. And now I just forgot what I was going to ask you about, but it'll come back to me. 1-800-313-9443. Okay. Let me see. Ding dong, ding dong, Doc. oh, I don't know.
It's well, you know, while you're thinking of that, Steve, something else, and I know this is scripted, I said in the very beginning with Obamacare that their goal was to drive all the insurers out of business and jack the rates up through the roof, and they did, and it's for a one-payer system.
You got that right. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, we're back. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Doc, I figured out what I wanted to talk to you about. Carl Pittman. Now, he was a guy down, well, he was a law enforcement person, or I don't know if we're supposed to call him law enforcement or whatever. He was a sheriff, sheriff's deputy. He was running for sheriff down in Travis County this year, 2016 or 2015, Doc?
2016.
Yeah, it was just current. It seems like such a long time ago we covered this, and Carl Pittman considered himself a constitutional sheriff, and he wanted to restore the Constitution, or at least, well, he wanted to start acting, and yeah, acting like we use the Constitution. And he, well, he was like one of the only people that had support, and somehow the other guy got elected. How did he lose? Where were the shenanigans, Doc? Do you know? Was it a media blitz? Did they out-promote him, or what? You tell me.
Well, the only thing that I heard was Carl's name during the election. It was on everything, everywhere. I don't even know the actual sheriff that won his name, but I do know he used to be a constable. And he was appointed sheriff when the other sheriff had stepped down to run for mayor. To this day, I don't know his name. I'm sure if I saw it, I'd recognize it. But Carl ran the campaign. He was a good man. He really cared. And he said the worst thing right now is we make them take an oath before they put on the badge to uphold the Constitution. And he said they don't know that the statutes they enforce violate the Constitution. So he was going to teach constitutional classes to all the deputies, which is probably why he
Yeah, I see that's a slippery slope when you start trying to talk about statutory law that is above the Constitution, because doesn't that bring you back to our bankruptcy in the early 1900s?
Yeah.
Our bankruptcy. I mean the corporate United States bankruptcy. So, why do we always go there? That's crazy. Hey, God, what was I going to say? The reason why I was asking is because I know Farron Shope ran for Congress, and it was Congress, if I'm right, and he had a lot of media attention, but his the person that outclassed him spent like $750,000, $750,000 buying ads everywhere, and that's how he got his seat, through name brand recognition, besides, well, slander, right? They sat there and they called Farron a whole bunch of names. Well, that's one of the tricks. I guess your trick, or not your trick, the trick they used on Carl Pittman was they put in their guy beforehand, and they probably said incumbent or seated or stuff like that. And they go, well, we might as well just go with what we know, because I don't know what this Constitution thing is. That's just a thought. Crazy, huh? What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and it's really sad, because I think he would have made things good for everybody except those that don't like going by the Constitution. There's a lot of benefit seen with corrupt politics. You can get filthy rich just in one term, and you have benefits the rest of your life. There's no other job in America that works that way. These guys have taken very good care of themselves, and they're not going to let go.
Yeah, we're old enough to remember.
Absolutely.
Can you remember when, like, working for the county or working for the state, that was, like, the last job anyone really looked for, because they were low-paying, you know, you didn't have this lifetime position that you couldn't get fired from or anything like it is now, you know, where you get increase in benefits and you retire from there and you're set for life and yada, yada. It used to be kind of the lowest position that anyone would strive for. They'd rather work in a McDonald's than go to work for the county or something.
Yeah, I can't say I remember that. But then I wasn't that cognitive in my early days of understandings. I do remember something. Go ahead.
Well, what's going on? I'm sitting here watching. You know, they've just arrested 141 people up at the pipeline that's going through up in North Dakota or South Dakota up there. They arrested a bunch of these Indians up there. You know, the rich people came in and said, "No, damn you! You're going to have to drink water. You know, it'd be better off if you drank oil. You know, a little oil in your water, that's just fine." You know, so they just arrested 141 of them, and the pipeline will go through because that's the rich people getting richer, and that's the way it is.
Oh, man. 1-800-313-9443. Join us in the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. Be right back after these messages.
My head can run circles till the morning comes. When it does, I know it's on. It's you and I. Couldn't miss it for the sun.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make Protovite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for Protovite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. Protovite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking Protovite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, Protovite, for giving my life back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, we're back. 1-800-313-9443. Or you can reach us in the chat room at republicoftexas.chattango.com. ACFR. Look, I'm actually doing better with that chat room thingy. Hey, so check it out. We have a lot of problems in our nation right now, and we were talking a lot about that in our nation. Man, how do I say these things? I want a free Texas, and I guess I'm misspeaking, stumbling, bumbling, whatever. Texas needs to be free and independent. Man, I wish everybody was free and independent. Alan, you were just talking about the pipeline, and if I remember all the details, no, I don't remember all the details, but that, the basic thing was they were trying to put a pipeline through property they didn't own, and it went through a bunch of old native graveyards and so forth, but they didn't care, and they continue to keep going. Is that correct?
That is correct, you know, and that is coming down through Texas, too.
So what do we do about it, right? Because everything, the entire news is, it's coming down. You know, I mean, it's like the, you got to stand, but where do you stand? They're standing. Well, now they're sitting in jail, right? You know, that's just where we're at. It's the best thing.
There's only 141 of them, not 141 million of them.
Yeah, and then we can kind of... Well, thank the media, well, thank ourselves for not covering it as much. How do we deal with that? I really don't know. And at this point, Doc, you were saying a little bit about how, and I think this plays into it, how they wanted the Obamacare to fail so they can get to the single-payer system. And Assange did the WikiLeaks thing on that. And then there you go. There's her words. And, you know, okay. And he's been inundating and blasting people with news and information. Gets you sideways here, you sideways there. And, well, it leads to burnout, you know, and the FBI director comes on. So we're going all directions at once, and we can't focus on the game. I think that's by design, Doc. What do you think?
Oh, exactly. That guy that was the architect, I forget his name now, of the Obamacare, said this from the very beginning. And he said just the other day that it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do. The idea was that all the insurance companies will bail out because it's putting them out of business like they did to a lot of us doctors. And then your government's going to show up on a white horse that's really painted white, it's black underneath. And they're going to say, we're here for you, just like Medicare. We got this wonderful government insurance, and we're going to take care of you, and you're going to pay for it through the nose, but you won't know that. And that's how it was designed. They want to drive the insurance companies out of the market. The simple way would have been, like Trump's been talking, is to let all those insurance companies cross state lines and compete, and everybody would have been better off.
Yeah, I wish we never went into that. Go ahead, Alan.
I just said competition is a sin. Don't you know that?
I know. The government wants everything. They want to control everybody. And, you know, it's not the government. Well, maybe it is, but it's not the U.S. government, the corporate U.S. government, because I don't even know that they control themselves. It's all controlled somewhere else. And John Voight, we played a clip from him earlier on. He wants to point the finger at Soros, and I get it. Yeah, that's a player. But do we really know the players? And I know you might want to call in and tell me who the players are, the absolute justice, they and them and whatnot. But I'm skeptical. I'm very skeptical. And I know the Ashkenazi Jews and all that good old stuff. And it's Israel. They're puppet masters of the world. But don't you think, folks, that puppet masters don't want you to know their names? And all these are, well, major players. Why is it that Forbes has, you know, the richest people in the world? And, do you think the richest people in the world can get off that list so they don't get... See, you know, you got to keep going deeper and deeper, and we're going down rabbit trails. Maybe they're important, but we don't got too much time left. We've got 9 days until, well, the selection is finished, till they push whatever they push on us. I voted for Trump last week. You know, Tuesday I drove by the courthouse and I saw the line and I go, okay, early voting. And I went ahead and I stopped and I walked in there and I saw all the people. And, you know, it was a Trump line, I got to say. There were paper ballots and I went ahead and I voted for the people I could vote for. And I didn't vote for the people that were just standing there, running unopposed, because I would not support them. Did my vote count? No, but I'm not going to be one to say that I didn't even try, because it's important. And I do believe that this election is going to be important, the corporate United States of America election. I do believe Hillary Clinton's already got it. She's gonna get it, no matter what at this point. And it might fall off. You know, the wheels might fall off before she gets in office. Who knows? But it will be hell for all of us. So in the independent media, we come on the air and we talk about this and we talk about that. But we create a problem for them. And you can see that in this latest release of FBI, you know, information about Hillary Clinton and her aide, lover, whatever. They sit there and they point over to the traditional media, you know, us here at RBN, and say that, well, we're hosting a bunch of conspiracy theories because we tell you that, well, it actually happened. And they go, well, let's just put that behind us. We already know about that. We don't care. Right. And there are a bunch of liars out there. We will be throttled down in the future. They are going to go after this network like no other. last night in my news blackout when I couldn't hear it anymore. I couldn't listen to it, you know, and it's a wonderful show on RBN. And it's kind of like going, man, I can't hear this anymore. And so I bounced over to Govern America just to see if there was something that didn't hurt me. And I came across an old show from Republic Broadcasting from 2005. It was called American Exposé. And a guy named Chris Gerner was on Republic Broadcasting. And he was talking about, and it was a kind of a new subject as far as things go, and he was on the bleeding edge. Darren Weeks from Govern America was co-hosting and sitting in with him, and he ended up taking up the torch when Chris Gerner had a heart attack and just overstressed and said, nobody cares, Darren. Nobody cares. But he came up with and it was like looking back in time and going, okay, I knew that kind of stuff. And I listened to RBN commercials from 2005, and I felt at home. And then I saw how much Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org, has done over time. There was just a blip on that. So, I mean, it's important, and I'm worried that it's all coming down. It's, I don't know, maybe it's all me, but I really, if Trump don't get in, our days are numbered, or we're going to have to do something else. Any thoughts, Alan?
Yeah, you talk about going back and looking at things. I've heard Farron say a couple of times he's been talking about, you know, about the Turner Diaries, and I went back and reread the Turner Diaries here this last week. Just, you know, it took me a day and a half from that. Hell, I could have done it in a few hours, but yeah, it's. I don't, you know, agree with all the methods that were used in that, but the situations that brought everything about. It's kind of amazing how prophetic some of these writings of old were, and how some of these people that back in times were, you know, I was preoccupied with just living life, and, you know, when I get to 30, I'll slow down. And it's all these people back when were seeing what was going on and trying to warn us. They didn't have the internet to scream on, so it was just a few local people that they could wake up. It's kind of scary out there. You know, the things that people have seen coming for a long time that we all thought were crazy, and we're part of that now.
Oh, I hear you. Anything, Doc?
Well, you know, you mentioned George Soros a few minutes ago, and I saw something over the weekend that I didn't know, is that they had a petition, and at that time it had a little over 80,000 people's signature, to stop voting precincts that had George Soros's voting machines. Now, that's a suspicious thing. I never even knew he had his own machines, but evidently he owns a lot of machines, and they're spread around the country. And so there's people out there right now trying to stop his machines from being used anywhere.
Yeah, I went down that rabbit trail a little bit, and I guess the fact is they aren't even approved for election use, but they've been used in elections before, so they're kind of like going, well, yeah, I guess we're going to do it because we bought them, and we don't want to do paper ballots, right, for whatever reason. I don't know. Yeah, shenanigans for sure, but they don't obey the laws. Right, just because it's not on the list of approved vending machines, vending machines giving you the selection that you picked. Oh, God, scary world. Well, hey, you know, guys, you ended the show last week. I really had a lot of fun listening to it, and you ended the show last week with a caller who was talking about some of Sally's comments, and I see we have Sally on the line. Let's see what her thoughts are. Hey, Sally, are you there?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a statement to the gentleman who called in after me, who wanted to know if my little patriotic son would smash a window and smash him in the face. I don't want to start a big conversation about the whole cop thing. My son is not a street cop. He served in the military for 20 years as a naval police officer. He now works for NCIS as a fraud inspector. We're proud of our children that they served in the military, because at the time they served, we didn't know what we know now. Yeah, they all know it now. And would he smash that window and punch that guy in the face? If you threatened him, what would you expect him to do? they have the right to defend themselves. And he's judging everybody by a few. We're very proud of the accomplishments of our children, and we're proud of the people that they are. He doesn't know my son. My son would never do anything. And in fact, I'll tell you something else. He'd be the first one to stand up and defend that guy. Have a good day.
Thank you for that call. Wow. I'm not even going to step in that. 1-800-313-9443. Sally's a wonderful person, and I believe her when she says her son is a good man. And I think I've met that one before, but I'm not sure.
Well, Steve, the guy's question, and he was really, and you could tell he was not happy, but his question was, if I brought up traveling and my right to travel according to the Constitution, would he go along with that, or would he arrest him? I think wasn't that the way it was? Sure, he was asking more about, if I brought up those constitutional things, would he honor them, or would I get arrested?
Right, and I did get that, right? I don't know. I mean, here's the deal. I know a lot of people that operate under the right to travel, and they don't necessarily get all bashed up and beat in, you know, as soon as they say that they're not, you know, driving an automobile or a car. You know, I'm traveling in a conveyance. The stories that I get, a lot of times the officers, sheriffs, police, troopers, whatever, first are going, huh? What are you doing? And some of them, well, some of them might react like the guy, you know, was saying. Just depends on how you communicate to them. Were you jumping in there, Alan?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking, it's like, Sally's son worked for the military police, which is a whole different situation than what we have out here in the rest of the country. The military police, they enforce UCMJ. So, you know, that's a whole different thing than what we're supposed to be under. In the military, you go under, you conscript yourself, or you are conscripted, and you are put under a whole different set of rules. I mean, they can do things to you in the military that they supposedly cannot or are not supposed to do to us out here in the rest of the civilian world, if you want to call us that.
I think they can do pretty much anything they want to out here in the rest of the world. But I'm jaded, but you guys know that, right? Susie Kamik was arrested, and she wouldn't give them the fingerprints, so they violated her. They bent her fingers, they ripped her fingernails off in the process, you know, moved her head around, you know, trying to take pictures, and it was a big assault thing. But it wasn't called an assault, it was called, well, doing my job. And, you know, yeah, it just scares me, you know, that you have to comply, or they do a forced compliance model. That's not the kind of nation that we want to live in. Well, not I don't want to live in, but I don't want to live in I don't know, what do we say, an unlawful? You see, that word doesn't even work. I want to live in a civilized society, one where people behave well, and if somebody steps out of line, that we can go over to them and say, hey, you're out of line. Oh, I'll do what I want. Really? Okay. Well, and you can deal with it from there. It's not quite anarchy, but I think there's more peace in that. Seeing old Western movies, right? You had a sheriff, and you had to take care of things yourself to a certain extent. Somebody comes out to your ranch, and, well, they are nefarious, and they're like, give me your food, and I'm going to rape your daughter, whatever. And, well, you have to protect yourself. Now, the sheriff is there in that kind of instance, and I know I'm going into, like, Western lore here, but you had to protect yourself, and, you know, there was a law, and the sheriff may have to come out, depends on, you know, the county in the Western, and say, well, why did you shoot those three wanted criminals, or why did you shoot those three people, or what about rustlers? You know, rustling was a hanging offense. That was big time.
Yeah, it's all after the fact. When the law enforcement shows up, it's all after the fact. If you can't protect yourself, you're pretty much screwed.
So,
you know, and when did we get to this point where if you do anything, say you walked up and you saw some woman being beaten and you intervene, you're liable to end up in jail. Where in the old days, that would have been the right thing to do. Neighborhoods took care of each other. Like you said, Steve, in the old West, you couldn't dial 911 even if you wanted to. Somebody had to ride to town. That might be anywhere from hours to days. Man had to take care of his family and his property, but he didn't go looking for trouble. If it came to him, and he did what he had to do to survive. But what happened to this?
The Bar Association happened, and them increasing their workload, increasing their profitability. They're in places they're not supposed to be within our government, according to the 13th Amendment, the original one. So, you know, it's all been turned and twisted.
Republic of Texas Radio, right back, folks.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
Okay. Here we go. Republic of Texas Radio, 1-800-313-9443. Is it futile? Is there hope? Actually, there is hope. But the hope, yeah, man, I don't know where it is. I got to say, I know we don't have a very, uplifting show. Maybe CFR out in the chat room, you know, he's putting out something very interesting. He says in The Adventures of Pluto Nash, Hillary Clinton was on the $10,000 bill. Is that funny or what? I mean, who makes this stuff up, Alan?
Well, a whole bunch of people sitting around that are wanting to be the people in power. Who knows?
Was that a coincidence, right? No?
No, it's not coincidence, like I said. It's all a long-term play. The script's already written out. They do revisions periodically.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. You know, Earl, I was thinking about you earlier on in the week, and I was just wondering, we haven't heard from you for a long time. Let's open the mic. Hey, Earl, what you up to, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. I listen every week, Steve, and you have a good program, and I appreciate it, and that was a good opening this morning. I just want to say one thing about this upcoming election. Way back when, with Ronald Reagan, I was kind of snookered in on the first go-around, and I wasn't snookered in on the second. You know, the great Ronald Reagan, everybody's pumping it up. He ended up expanding government tenfold. I think the same thing is going to be here. Mr. Trump probably do a number of good things, but I think by and large, we're just going to be spinning the wheels. And I'm not voting because I don't want to participate in their system. And my mind is on one thing and one thing only. It's our independence down here. And basically, that's all I had to say, and I really appreciate your program. Okay. And
before you go,
I'm gonna hang up.
Yeah, before you go, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we've got these 9 days, and all of a sudden, you know, whatever hell breaks loose. I'm not too sure which one. I bet on Hillary winning if I were a betting man. But next comes Texas independence, right? After these 9 days, there's going to be a lot of disgruntled people in my eyes. If Trump gets in, there's going to be maybe a breath, and it's going to go on slower. But if Hillary gets in, there's going to be a lot of angst. Anger is probably a good word, too. Texas independence will become a hot button topic. Would you vote then to give Texas a say in guiding its own course? Or what would you think there?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, because I think that's a different venue. But But going back just seconds ago, what you were saying, that the people will be angry and this and that. Well, I'm just reflecting about a month or so ago when the protests were going to tear down Andy Jackson's monument down there in Louisiana. What happened? People were flooding the stadiums to go watch a ball game. So,
yep. We got the Super Bowl coming up right after the inauguration.
That was good timing of them. Hey, thanks, Earl. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Republic of Texas Radio, folks. Second hour coming up. 1-800-313-9443.
And the farther sky paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.